Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Ontario country artist Graham Trude has had success at radio with his single Redneck Pride. That's taken from his self-titled debut EP. Another song from his EP is called The Ones We Lost, and that is very close to his heart, and he's going to share the song and the story behind it with us. Stories and songs from my guest Graham Trude over the next 30 minutes. Welcome to the show, Graham.
Hey, Dave. Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Awesome. My pleasure to have you here. So great. You're calling us from Owen Sound, a great place to live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's nice and hot here right now, man. 33 degrees. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a steamer across Ontario, and you're in Donna Henry territory, so we'll give a shout-out to Donna, great radio personality out that way.
Absolutely. Donna and Bob, too, Bob Bannister, they're both awesome, yeah. And I love Country 3 out here. They're wicked.
Great station, Country 93. Let's talk about, so your debut EP is out. People can get it at iTunes. Your website is GrahamTrudeMusic.com. So how exciting was it for you, Graham, to put together this CD, which includes Redneck Pride and The Ones We Lost, which we're both going to hear on the show?
You know what? I was very excited to put the whole thing together, mainly because it was basically just one of those trial EPs, and I wanted to come from all angles of country music because, you know, I grew up listening to the old style country music, and then I love the new style country music and whatever the not so country music is nowadays too. And I mean, it's all kind of relevant to what I like to play. So I mean, that's really where I wanted to go with this first EP, and I wanted people to see what angle I can go from. And I can go from the hard rock angle, like Jason Aldean, or I can go from that, you know, softer angle, like Hunter Hayes, or, you know, whatever, stuff like that. So.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that's great about country music. There's so much variety in it that different artists can adopt specific styles, or in your case, you can do all different kinds of styles and bring out all those different colors of country.
Totally. And, you know, it's all about finding your sound, too. And finding my sound was the biggest thing. And you know, I've been playing for a long time now and writing for a long time. And I mean, you know, I'm still finding my sound. So it's just one of those things where, you know, like, and I'm pretty indecisive, too. I'm worse than my girlfriend at the mall. So I'm shopping around for, you know, one sound, and I'll love that for, you know, a couple of months. And then I'll go, oh, you know what, this is really cool. I'll hear a really nice song. And I'll go, oh, this is really cool. And you know, it's just the different styles of music coming up now, too. Like, you know, how they're starting to, like, incorporate rap in country and stuff like that. So all that stuff is really cool to me. I like that.
Yeah, there is such a variety. And a couple of your influences from back in the day, Brooks and Dunn and Garth Brooks, and both those acts, they stepped outside of the box, but there was a lot of traditional stuff with what they did, and they told great stories in their songs.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? I got the pleasure of seeing Garth, not Brooks and Dunn yet, but I've got the pleasure of seeing Garth Brooks. My girlfriend and I went and saw him out in Vegas, and it was the coolest show I ever saw. And it was just, you know, him with a guitar and his pair of steel-toe boots on. It's like the dude came off the farm and went, you know what I mean, went on the plane and then stepped off and did the show. And he was just in, like, steel-toe boots, a T-shirt, and a ball cap. And it was just so intimate, and it was wicked. I loved it.
Yeah, he's very low-key in that sense. I mean, he does the big shows, but he can be very low-key, as you said, and it's just him and the guitar, and he can really deliver songs. So many great songs in his repertoire over, you know, all these years now, that I bet that must have been amazing to see him there.
It was, and especially someone like that who's, been such a heavy influence on me, like, my whole life, right? And especially in country music, and just as well as a person, you know, he's such a good person. But, I mean, music-wise, yeah, he is just a very good influence on me. And, I mean, you know, seeing him live was just unreal.
Now, I was reading on the on your website some pretty cool news with a show theme song, Real Canadian Joe, that you and Tommy Gillum wrote, and you're singing on this theme song.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm a huge avid outdoorsman, eh? So I love the hunting and fishing, and I'm a true Canadian through and through. And we got a hold of Real Canadian Joe's. They heard my song Redneck Pride, and they asked to do a guest star on their show sometime. So we said, for sure, like, me and Tommy would love to do that, right? Yeah. And then they said, well, we're doing a new, how would you like to do a theme song? And I was like, I am all over the theme song idea. I thought it was very cool. So we took about a week and threw that together. And I mean, it ended up being fantastic. And we've had some great reviews on it.
That is really cool. People can check it out at GrahamTrudeMusic.com. And I believe, is it the channel, is it, I might be mistaken, Wild TV?
Yeah, it's Wild TV, yeah. So, like, okay. Like a lot of the hunters and stuff, like, it's basically like hunting television. So it's Wild TV,
right.
Yeah, but it's nationwide.
That's awesome. Now, we're going to turn to your song in a moment, Redneck Pride. We're also going to get to, after that, we're going to talk about your time with the Canadian Forces, and there's a lot of stories there, and the other song we're going to play ties into that. But let's talk about Redneck Pride, a great country song. How did you come up with this idea? This is one that you wrote?
I basically wrote the song as a I started writing the song actually in Afghanistan, which is the funniest thing, and I was doing it as a joke, and I was kind of just jotting down on my notebook when we had a little bit of downtime. And when I came back to Canada, about a year and a half later, I ended up in Collingwood, and then I met a guy, Rob Critchley, who was doing some producing. He was from Nashville, but he was doing some producing just out in Midland area. So anyways, we got together and wrote, I played him the song, and it kind of sounded like a joke song. So we made a whole joke out of it, had Uncle Cletus in there and everything like that. Basically wrote it about like the Trailer Park Boys / being a redneck and stuff like that. But, you know, it's been such a success. And I mean, it's such a fun song, right? And people have been requesting it like crazy on the radio. So I'm very excited about that.
That's got to be a great feeling to request. And how has it been when you've been at shows and you open up with the song and people recognize it? Do you see the recognition in the audience from it?
Oh, for sure. We did a huge festival for Canada Day on Sabo Beach, and that was the one song that caught so much attention too. It's, you know, I was doing my regular set, and I like to throw some covers in there too, right? Because not many people know who Graham Trude is, and you know, people want to hear some covers. So you know, we like to do lots of Garth and stuff like that. And as soon as I played Redneck Pride, a whole bunch of heads started turning over, and there's a whole bunch of kids in there bopping their heads, and they came up and took pictures. It was really neat. But you know what? It's really cool to, like, you know, walk downtown Owen Sound and stuff like that and hear your song getting blared out of, like, a big old pickup truck and stuff like that. That's really cool feeling.
That's got to be a cool feeling right along there with, like, the Garth Brooks and the Brooks and Dunn and all the other artists, and you're hearing your song. Do you remember the first time, Graham, that you heard it on the radio?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I never even got to hear it because I missed the deadline for it. Me and my girlfriend were eating, but a whole bunch of people told me it was really cool. But you know what? The first time I heard it, I think I was in, like, I was in studio anyways with Donna up here in Country 93. But the coolest moment, as I said, when I heard it was I was walking downtown Owen Sound, and some dude just, like, looked at me. And he was just this bad boy looking dude, eh? Like just bad, mean looking guy riding this big old jacked up truck. And he just looked at me, and he had this song Redneck Pride blaring, and he had no idea who I was too. So that was honestly like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That is hilarious. He didn't know who you were, and yet he was had the song turned up, and he was loving it.
Oh yeah, and that was the funny thing. And I just sat there with a smile on my face, and he's looking at me like with this mean looking attitude, and I'm like, yeah. Cranking up my tune.
Yeah, if you had said that's my song, I mean, what are the chances of him believing that, eh?
what were you saying?
I said, what are the chances of him believing it if you said, you know, hey, that's my song? Like, what a coincidence.
Oh, I know for sure, and it was unbelievable, and that's why I thought it was so cool, because you know, it's you never really think about something like that happening, and then it's just like, it was completely out of my mind, and then this dude's striding around the corner, I'm like, oh my god, he's smashing my song right now. It's funny.
That's an awesome story. Well, we're going to share the song now. Come back. We got lots more to talk about. Your time with the Canadian Forces is coming up, and we're going to discuss all about that right now. Graham Trude, Redneck Pride, on In the Country.
Right on.
Making
And that is my guest, Ontario country artist Graham Trude. The song is called Redneck Pride. You can learn more about him at grahamtrudemusic.com. iTunes has his EP. You can download the songs from there. Graham, did I read correctly that it was your first guitar that you got out of a hawk shop?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, that's the way to go. You know, I'm from a small town, man, so we didn't have the money over there to afford some nice guitars there, so we just went down to the hawk shop and got what we could get.
That is very cool. Now, I understand you got a new EP. I saw that at your website, the news about it, coming August 2013. So we're just about a month away from a new EP. How many songs are we going to get on that one?
You know what? There's going to be a five-song EP. And what we're doing is it's going to be five, like, really cool. Oh, my goodness. I am overly excited for this. This is going to be
awesome.
The coolest EP. I am very pumped up for it. We've got some great tunes on there. And, yeah, it's going to be like The Real Canadian Joes is going to be featured on there too, the song that we wrote for the TV show. So, yeah, so you're going to be able to get all that cool stuff. It's going to be on iTunes and come out to the shows, and you can definitely get it there too.
That's awesome. Now, on that album, will it be all songs written by you? Some songs co-written as well?
No, it's just going to be all songs written by me. You know what? I'm a songwriter through and through, I think, first before an actual performer. So, I mean, yeah, all the songs will be written by me, and you can come check all them out. And oh man, it's going to be wicked! I'm so excited. Just talking about
that is so exciting. Very cool. Now, the album, the EP is going to be called "When I Met God Today."
Yes, that's what it's going to be entitled, and that's one of the songs on the track there. And you know, it's you know, your basic standard a song about, you know, it's you know, meeting God, and it's kind of like my struggles and everything like that. And you know, when I came back from Afghanistan and everything like that, and just my, you know, my struggles with my spirituality, and just like everyone else has them too. And it's kind of, you know, my story of when I met God.
That is a cool title and sounds like a very meaningful song. The EP coming out in August. Now, let's talk about your time with the Canadian forces. You've been over in Afghanistan, other places, and we've got a song that we're going to share. You're going to talk about that as well, called The Ones We Lost. That's coming up. But talk about your time with the Canadian forces, how you got into that.
Yeah, well, my brother was a military police officer, and so I just decided, you know what, that'd be a cool route to go. And I was doing a lot of music in Peterborough when I was in college, Peterborough, Ontario there, and I ended up just kind of saying, okay, you know what, the Army would be really cool. And I knew a couple of my friends that were also in the service, so I said, be a good idea, good thing to do for a couple of years, get myself in good shape, you know what I mean? And then Yeah, and I absolutely just fell in love with it when I joined up, and I just I did all my stuff. I went in as an armored soldier, and the rest is history. I mean, went overseas, did lots of training all over Canada, and got to play my music too. So it was good.
Now, overall, so many people haven't experienced that. What is that like? Is it a pretty tough time? Is there, I guess, some rewards as well to it?
There is, but I mean, there's some tough times in it, obviously, like anything. But like you hear the military, it's very, very structured organization, right? So I mean, you have to be so specific with everything you do. And I mean, being in that, but with other people and the brotherhood of the military too, it's honestly like a giant family, especially in the Canadian forces too. Like by far, yeah, some of the best soldiers in the world. So I mean, and I'm not even blowing smoke here. I'm actually like for real saying that. It's, you know what, these guys are like the hardest training dudes. And I mean, the instructors, not only the higher ranks, the NCMs, the NCOs, but just everybody there. It's like the whole Canadian Forces is, it's with me for life.
That's awesome. And I think it's so cool that you were able to take your music over there too, because I bet people appreciate it. Music just really helps us in our days, right, when we're struggling during tough times, whatever, to celebrate music. Having it there is a great thing.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, we weren't even playing, like, soft songs back then. That was just all, like, making up stupid songs on the go. So we all had fun with it, you know what I mean? But, songs like Redneck Pride and stuff like that. Like, I've got soldiers from, all over Canada right now messaging me, telling me how much they love the song and the ones we lost and stuff like that. And that really touches my heart, and that really affects me in such a positive way, just to know that, like, my family, my second family there in the Army is getting taken care of and listening to my music, which is really cool.
For sure.
So,
yeah, that sounds amazing. Graham, yeah, Let's talk about the song we're going to share in just a moment. It's on your self-titled debut EP called The Ones We Lost. It's a very special song to you. Talk about the story behind this one.
Basically, I really wanted to write a dedication to a military song after one of my good friends passed away, and his name was Trooper Larry Rudd. He was a Royal Canadian Dragoon out in Petawawa, and he died on May 24, 2010, and he got hit by an IED, just in the same area as I was overseas, and he passed away about 3 weeks after I got home, and it was devastating news, and it's just one of those things that comes with the job, and it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of the forces too, right? And I never really thought about writing a military song either until I heard Dean Brody's Brothers. And, man, I remember I cried the first time I heard that. But I wanted to write my own song kind of in dedication of Larry. And that's really the first song that I ever wrote and actually went anywhere with it and recorded it and everything. And, I mean, it kind of just blew up from there, which is great. And, I mean, it got picked up by a lot of different radio stations and stuff like that. But we haven't even released it to radio either, which is the weird thing. But I mean, it's just, it's done so well for itself. And obviously, as you can tell, it's hard for me to talk about it, but I mean, it means a lot to me, that song. And it may not be the best song in the world. It may not be the worst song, but it's one of those songs that means so much to me and so much to a lot of my friends who knew Larry too. So, that's why I wrote it, recorded it, and I still sing it.
That's amazing, and I'm sure that you've had people come up to, as you said, Larry's family and other people, I'm sure, who've heard it, who can identify with it, relate to it, and have told you what it means to them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I work alongside with Wounded Warriors. So
I
host a concert every year for Wounded Warriors in Collingwood at the Legion. And every single year I play that song, I at least put half the place in tears. But I mean, it's not about that. It's just about getting the point across. And people don't really we gain so much support from Canada too, that like you don't even really need to get the point across, because Canadians are so amazing in regards, especially the country music community too, in regards to supporting the Canadian forces, man. And I can't, there's no words to put it, like the thanks we give. So
let's share the song now. This is Graham Trude and The Ones We Lost here on In the Country.
All the day we all pray for those who fall. I met this man crying in the stands as they play their song. And I said, "Sir, is everything okay? Can you tell me what is wrong?" He looked at me while the tears filled his eyes. Said, "I miss my son." And he marches on with the beat of the band, takes the fallen in his arms. And the flags will fly with the tears in the wind.
And that is my guest, Graham Trude, and a very moving song called The Ones We Lost. You'll find that on his self-titled debut EP, and you can get that at iTunes, also through GrahamTrudeMusic.com. Very powerful song there, Graham.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah, as I said, it's one of those songs, I said, it's not the best song in the world, it's not the worst song in the world, it just means so much to me, and I know so much to the people who have lost a loved one serving their countries, right? So, I mean, that's just, it's one of those songs where I had to get out there.
Exactly, and that's what it ultimately comes down to. I mean, a song with meaning, whether, as you said, the most perfect song in the world, it's got meaning, and that's, you know, I think it's a beautiful song. So I think it's so great that you wrote it and you put it out there. Now, you've done some shows around Ontario with a couple of big names, including Dwayne Steele and Jamie Warren, a couple of great artists. What was that experience like?
That was a cool experience. I mean, I grew up listening to Jamie and Dwayne, so I mean, it was kind of neat to play with those guys. And I mean, they're both really cool dudes, and they're both really good musicians, right? So I mean,
yeah,
it's always good to learn from these guys too, right? It's like anything, you learn from the guys who have already done it, who have already been in the business and everything. But basically, what I've done is kept myself kind of far out of the business and the business side of things. And it's just one of those things where, like, you know, I'm so focused on having fun with what I'm doing, and I kept getting all wrapped up in it before and trying to, you know, wanting to be the best at everything, and I'm trying to do, you know what I mean, I'm just getting too wrapped up in it, and I just said, you know what, man, I'm not having fun anymore. And that was the problem, and that's when I had to stop and take a step back, and, you know, just like Jamie Warren's song, One Step Back there, I had to take a step back and kind of just, exactly, I just had to just, you know what, revamp my whole, you know,
life, and I just went, okay, you know what, just have fun with this. This is a fun thing to do. And since I've been doing that, I have met the coolest people, you know, like look at this interview right now happening. Like,
there you
just
go.
Different things like that, you know? It's fun for me, right? And this is a great thing to do. And music is such a wonderful, beautiful thing. And you post about it all the time, too, right? It's one of those amazing things that we can all share with each other and just spread the word like that. So, I mean, you know, I'm just having fun. Everything's great.
That's awesome. And you're right. It is amazing music. One of the things I posted today, asking people in what ways does music make their day better? And so many great responses.
Yeah.
I mean, music is just, it's so important in our lives. And I think it's great what you said, like the business side can get to you. So you're focusing on enjoying it, having fun, because really that's what it comes down to. That side is important, but you can't lose sight of, you know, having a good time and people seeing you have a good time.
Totally. And you know what? That's the one thing that Jamie and Dwayne and guys like that have been telling me, and Tommy Gillum and those guys who have been around it, right? And they just say, you know, have fun, man. And, you know, and nobody ever really thinks about that. They think, oh, well, I need to do this and spend this much money on this and this and this. And it's just like, you know what, man, just take a breath, have some fun.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about, man. And I'm just having a rocking time doing it. I'm loving it.
That is awesome. You talked about cover songs before and some Garth Brooks in your show, but what would be a couple of your favorite cover songs? What popular ones in your show that you love doing?
In my show, I love doing the dance because it just melts the older people too, right? Like the middle-aged people who love hearing, you know, who grew up listening to Garth Brooks, and I love doing the dance, and it's fun. And I know Paul Brandt makes fun of it, but it's a great tune. And the other one I love doing for the younger crowd, I'd say it's probably either Dirt Road Anthem, because I do my own little rendition, but I rap in it, so it's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah.
And
cool.
And I do the song Cruise now too, and a lot of people like that one too. So
that is so popular.
But
that is such a
big
hit.
Oh, what an amazing song. You know what? Those guys in Florida Georgia Line are so, you know, kick butt. I'm gonna keep it PG.
Yeah.
But those guys are definitely like some of the coolest dudes, and I mean, they've written some amazing music, and I hope they enjoy all the success that they get.
Yeah, cool summer song from them. It's been great having you on the show, Graham. I'll just remind our listeners, GrahamTrudeMusic.com is a website. Your self-titled EP is now available at iTunes. They can download the whole album or a couple of the songs they heard on the show. Your new EP is coming out next month. Very excited for that. 5 songs in it. You were talking about how excited you are to get that out. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
People can stay tuned and watch that. Thanks so much for being here, Graham. It's been great talking with you.
Dave, thank you very much for having me, man. It's been awesome being on your show, and I hope to do this again sometime soon.
Would love to do that for sure. Talk about your next album when it comes out. My guest has been Ontario country artist Graham Trude. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.